Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, which have actually moved. I love this. I love this part of my week. I love spending this time with you. And I love being able to tell you that we're going to spend the next few hours together talking about the things that the mainstream media never tells you. But first, let's have some fun. The Crossbreed Holster Studios have moved. Sean, down in Dallas, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm doing well. You know, the studios have moved. I love this. You know, we like to make up our own words here, don't we?
Yes.
Remotability. How's that? Is that a good word? How's that for a made-up word? I just literally made that up.
Remotability.
The remotability of the Crossbreed Holster Studios. We're actually here in Norcross, Georgia, where I'm sitting at a table in the new Crossbreed Holster Studios with three good friends of mine. Gail Pepin over to my right. Gail, how are you?
Hi, Mark. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's so good to have you here. We are going to have so much
fun
today.
It's great seeing you again.
And over to my left, Claude Werner. World famous trainer. How you doing, Claude?
Living the dream, Mark.
You
living
are living the dream. You should see you with that headset on, baby.
That's
you
nice.
Are remotable.
That's what I'm looking for, remotable.
You are remotable. And directly across from me is the Godfather.
Yes.
The man, Sean.
Yes.
The man.
The man.
Would you like to introduce him?
Mr. Masad Aoub.
Mass, how are you?
Not bad for an old guy, brother. It's good to be back.
It is so good to have you here. You know, I got a text from Sean earlier. It said, beer mug. What that's referring to, of course, excuse me, is a few years ago when you were in the studio, we had an absolutely hilarious exchange. Maybe we can get Sean to pull that up.
I've been looking for it.
All right. Well, we're going to have an awful lot of fun with you today here on the Armed American Radio Network. But a couple things, it's incredibly important. And I don't want to dwell on a negative. I hate to do that. But today is the anniversary of the Newtown shooting in Connecticut, isn't it?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Terrible day. Horrible day. 26 people. I wrote an intro about it in my book, Lessons from Unarmed America, and I was thinking about going ahead and reading that on the air. What I don't want to do is spend too much time on that. I'm seeing press releases right now, news reports right now. The mainstream media, of course, is doing what they do best, Mossad. They're demonizing me as a gun owner, you as a gun owner. We're all a bunch of nuts, and we're seeing these crazy statistics that have not only been debunked, but they've been debunked on this program. Charles Johnson, Sean, you remember Charles, who debunked the Every Town for Gun Safety lies of 74 school shootings since Newtown? Their number is now up to 100. Do you recall 100 Newtowns?
No, but there are probably that many cases of one drug dealer shoots another drug dealer across the street from the school at midnight where there's no children within a mile.
Right.
And it gets spun into youth dies in school shooting.
Because it's remotely close and they can use it to do what to us? To lie to us, right?
To lie to us, to demonize us, and to propagandize those who listen to them.
It's sad. The state we're in, it's really sad. And my position on the mainstream media is well known. My disdain for the mainstream media is well known. I don't like them. The censorship, I think they're doing incredible damage to the psyche of the nation. I think it's horrible, the divide and conquer attitude. But I digress. We'll go to that later on. Maybe we'll just leave it alone altogether. But you opened up, I guess we should tell people now, that we're here in Norcross and have moved the Crossbreed Holster Studios to attend your course, your lecture course, the MAG 20 class from Masad Aoub Group.
Yeah, we finally got you to one, Mark.
I'm telling you, the schedule
took meshed. How many years?
I don't know. I don't want to look back. I think a high school education went by before we finally were able to get in here. But this course is so important. It's the nation's preeminent course on, how would you describe it, the judicious use of deadly force?
That's pretty much it. We call it the rules of engagement for the armed citizen.
We're going to spend an awful lot of time today educating listeners who have made the decision to carry a firearm. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're considering carrying a firearm for your personal defense. We're going to give you a wealth of information today that people flew in from all over the country today. The gentleman sitting to my left is now at Hartsfield-Jackson waiting to fly back to New Jersey. We had a couple from Australia here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Today in the course. It's very powerful material. But yesterday you opened up with the lie, or you reminded us anyway. The lie unchallenged is what?
The lie unchallenged is seen as truth. In our culture, it's understood that the person who is lied about should feel outraged. The person who's listening to the lie figures if they were being lied about, they would be outraged and would speak their outrage. When the person lied about, for whatever reason, does not get their side out, they, in essence, have put on no defense. They are tried in absentia and found guilty in the court of public opinion.
The moment I heard you say that, and of course we were talking about the use of force and what may happen to an individual who is required to use a firearm in defense of his life lawfully, which is the direction you were moving with that statement, but it has a lot to do with where we are today, doesn't it? It's a profound meaning when we look at and see these statistics coming out today on the second anniversary of Newtown.
We do. Fortunately, we have the facts to counter those lies, but our voice is not as loud as that of the mainstream media that trumpets the falsehoods.
That's the problem we have, Gail. I know you agree with that. You guys have your podcast. You guys talk about this. You tell the truth about armed self-defense. How often a week?
Well, it's kind of being published occasionally now. But you know, we've had, you know, gunfight survivors on there. We've had people who've had to defend themselves. We had the owner of a jewelry store who a guy came into his jewelry store, guns blazing, and the jewelry store owner performed the indicated response and saved everybody in that store.
Well, people, where do you have to go to get that information, though? If you're not listening to Armed American Radio, we don't hear you talk about it. Where do people get it? It's certainly not being talked about on ABC, NBC, CBS.
No.
Or CNN, is it, Claude?
Not a chance. You know, that's just not the sort of material that they want to let out into the public knowledge that, in fact, people do use firearms responsibly and defensively and save their lives. You know, and that was an awful lot of what we were talking about this weekend was, you know, how do you do that?
That's the politicization of it.
Exactly.
And you have to ask yourself, what is it that they're trying to hide? What are they afraid of, Mossad? Why don't they want the information that you give, which is absolutely vital? We'll go into that in great detail today on the program. Why don't they want that information getting out there? It's them. It's they that are politicizing it, isn't it?
Absolutely. The truth does not fit their narrative. What you see here is being driven largely by the billionaire who said he was donating $50 million to every town for gun safety. Mm-hmm. And that has turned into a giant propaganda campaign. Mm-hmm. This past April, Gail and I were in Indianapolis when that group was challenging the NRA conference that was there with 70-some thousand people. All those people who had come to NRA had paid out of their own pockets, mm-hmm. moms and dads, a whole lot of kids. And they had come because they cared. There were fewer than 100 people in a park several blocks away that probably got at least as much publicity from the local media.
I'd say more.
That may well be. And the interesting thing that Gail and I saw there, a great many of those people had been bused in from out of state. Right. We photographed the buses that were covered with painted propaganda. And what we found particularly and unfortunately typically hypocritical was that they were surrounded by men in black, almost mm-hmm. stereotyped, black-suited, Oakley-wearing, shaven-headed bodyguards, each with a Glock-type pistol on their right hand.
Armed security surrounded them?
You darn betcha.
Okay, so you saw it, too. Of course, I'm being facetious.
We saw it. Gail photographed it.
You saw it. I know that the crazy, the dramatic photography from the NBC reporters. I saw the reporter down with the cameraman angled up at the individual in front of the podium reading off the names, which included convicted felons, by the way, who had shot police officers and been killed by a police officer in his line of duty,
well,
protecting us. But to showing the NRA building behind him, Gail, it's
they
insane.
Have to angle up, otherwise they'll see how small the crowd is if they don't angle up.
Or they'd see, conversely, how big our crowd was, which was 70,000-plus record-setting crowd.
But it was, and they did not want to see that. In fairness, the Indianapolis Star newspaper, I thought, did give fair and balanced coverage to the NRA convention there.
Yeah, they did. They did pretty well. We've got 30 seconds. Sean is telling us when we come back, we'll give the lineup. We've got a huge lineup today on Armed American Radio for you. It's going to be one of the best. Of course, I've got some of the best trainers and some of the best pistol shooters in the world, not just the country, but here in the world, sitting at this table with me, and we're going to talk with you a little bit about that. But, Mass, if it's okay, I'm going to give away some of your knowledge on the air here today. There's some things here that people need to hear. Now, we can't cram a solid 20 hours into this radio program, but we can sure give people the right pointers and point them in the right direction, can't we?
I hope so.
We'll do it when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Don't go away. We'll be back with a world-class Class A lineup.
You're awakened in the middle of the night to the sound of glass breaking and muffled voices in your house. There's no time to think. This is it. You're forced to use your gun to defend your loved ones from the intruders. But here's the part you never see in the movies. When the smoke clears, you'll have to prove your innocence in a court of law. And that's where the United States Concealed Carry Association comes in. Don't fall victim to a shameless DA or a bleeding heart jury. Activate your USCCA membership today and be instantly protected by up to $1.1 million in legal and financial horsepower. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com to witness how the USCCA can help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're ever forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. Also, act before midnight on Black Friday, and we'll throw in two special bonuses absolutely free. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths and your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to the program. The Second Amendment Foundation, a great organization doing great work, founded and headed by a great individual, Armed American Radio regular contributor Alan Gottlieb. Well, you know, Alan was he's all over the world. The guy's hopscotching all over the place. He's on vacation in Hawaii. He joins us on the show. Then he heads to Puerto Rico a couple days later. He leaves Puerto Rico, and he heads to Hong Kong. I sent him a message last week. I had no idea that he was in Hong Kong, and I got an email back from him, and it took a little bit longer than normal. Normally, Alan gets back within the hour. This one was about 10 hours later. I had no idea. He was a day behind, and I don't know how many other hours it was behind. He says, Mark, I would love to, but I can't. I'm in Hong Kong. And I thought, well, I thought he'd be home relaxing, because a week previous to that, he was in Scottsdale for Thanksgiving. So he's all over the place. He does great work. The Second Amendment Foundation, join them. Please join us. It's never been more important at saf.org. I'm here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios in Norcross, Georgia today. We are mobile with Gail Pepin. Gail, always a pleasure to have you here. Masad Ayoub, and one of the best trainers in the country, too, Claude Werner. Now, you guys work together. Masad, you and Claude work together?
Yes, Claude hosted the MAG course here, and he and I have taught together many times at National Tactical Conference in Memphis.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, you also worked or taught at the Elite Rogers School.
Yes.
That's up in Ellijay, Georgia. For people who don't know about the Rogers School up there, tell us about it. It's a very intense training up there, isn't it?
Rogers is the most difficult high-speed shooting school in the world.
What do you mean by high-speed?
Well, unlike most schools that use paper targets, up at Rogers, the targets are steel, and they move. So you'll have an 8-inch steel plate will pop out for half a second at a time. There are 7 different targets that you have to engage, and they come out randomly, and the students have to engage each of those targets in a half a second apiece. So it really puts a lot of demand on your skills. Some of my friends come up, they come like once a year, and they say, yeah, I come there just to get my speedometer reset.
Okay, now that is intense. How many rounds? What's a round count in a course like that?
It'll typically be about 2,500 rounds in 4.5 days.
That's an awful lot of shooting. Masad, what do we go through in one of your courses?
It's going to depend, it'll depend on the course. In a MAG 20 shooting program, it'll be about 500 rounds.
Okay.
In a MAG 40, it'll be probably 60% classroom, 40% range, and that will also go about 500.
And the MAG 40 encompasses both the MAG 20 and the classroom and the shooting, is that right?
Correct. It's a 40-hour class.
Gail, how many championships have you won? As you take a drink, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that's bad
that's
timing.
Okay.
I need to pay more
that's
attention.
That's okay, you
to the
weren't
other
looking at me, that's okay. Oh, I don't know. A few. Couple,
more than,
couple
more
here
more
there.
Than one, right?
More than one, yeah.
Okay,
more
you have a few trophies on the mantle?
More than two.
More
I
than
got
two?
A couple. Won a few guns.
Gail is too modest. She's been Florida state champion twice, I believe, and still currently Florida Georgia regional champion woman in IDPA. She has, I believe, twice won the high female award at the Polite Society, which is a national
match. Twice.
Okay.
That's okay.
How difficult is it to shoot the course of fire that Claude is telling us about? That type
of Rogers
speed,
range?
That type of
okay,
Rogers
I haven't
shoot.
Been to Rogers shooting school, but I've shot the Rogers range at a different range. It was hard, believe me. Those little things, they pop up and they're gone. And then another one pops up and they're gone. It's like whack-a-mole with guns.
That's not easy to do. Anybody who has shot at a moving target that doesn't disappear can tell you how difficult that is.
And they vary them. See, there's no pattern. So you never know which one's going to come up and for how long. It's evil.
then that leads me to this. Who takes that kind of training? Why do I need that? Why do I need that?
It's anyone from very basic shooters, although there's a basic course for them. It's a little different than the intermediate advanced course. Basic shooters who want to learn how to use a gun fast and accurately and start themselves out right.
Mm-hmm.
That's one end of it. And the other end of it is basically every counterterrorist unit that the U.S. military fields comes to Rogers to train as well.
Okay, so there's a lot of military, a lot of law enforcement.
A lot of law enforcement. SWAT teams come up, special forces, SEALs.
As a civilian, it's going to be quite intimidating. Yes, no?
Well, it's...
I have more shooting experience than the average Joe, however...
The truth of the matter is, it's intimidating to them as well.
Okay. Well, that says an awful lot. Maybe that puts... Mossad, is it possible to put somebody at that level on an even par with somebody who might be coming in like me? Do we feel the same going into that level of training?
Well, you will be approaching it with different attitudes. You will probably have a faster learning curve when you're at the level of, like, someone at SEAL Team 6, spending 4.5 days of intensive shooting and having a small increment in improvement is worth every minute of it.
Mm-hmm.
As in any other advanced skill, your first exposure to it is a life-changing experience. Your next level is, wow, that was pretty good, but it wasn't quite as exhilarating as the first one. Because it's pretty much only one life-changing experience per source, per customer. When you get to the master level, it's like, okay, if I've learned one new technique and I've improved one new thing this week was a success.
Okay, now that makes perfect sense. Yeah, I'm sure you would agree with that, too.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I'm taking classes all the time because I'm always picking new things up.
What advice can you give to somebody? And, you know, it's going to be a fun conversation with you later because Amber Cuno is going to be here, Armed American Radio's newest contributor. She's a mom. She's a mom. She's just a regular, down-to-earth mom who decided after a domestic violence situation in her life that I want to take charge of my own personal safety here. And after doing the necessary things, found herself enjoying the discipline, enjoying shooting. It's fun, isn't it?
Oh, it's a blast.
Have you ever taken somebody to the range and said, I don't ever want to do that again? It's usually the other way around, right?
Right. Okay. Yeah, they always love it.
Can you take me back again is usually what you hear.
When can we go back again?
And it doesn't matter what political stripe they are either, does it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So having said that, she's gone in and taken the NRA certification, just recently completed the USCCA certification, and it's going to be fun listening to you guys talk about getting into guns and the new shooter and how that person advances from this is a lot of fun, particularly women, which make up what now I guess the average is, they're saying 30% plus of new gun owners, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get into that? A lot of people I know feel intimidated about that. Yeah, my wife is taking some training on Thursday and Saturday, classroom portion on Thursday and the shooting portion on Saturday. She's not a real big shooter, but I can guarantee you when she walks out of both of those courses, she's going to have that bug. She's a great shot. She shoots with me quite a bit. We were out just this past week. And she's going to have that bug, too, and it's going to be that, I want to go back. Now, will she ever aspire to the level of what you're talking about, something like that? You never know where somebody's going to want to go with it. But it's great to see new shooters get in. And do you have, before we take a break, do you have any advice for somebody new, particularly female, as we get ready to go to the break?
It's a great recreation for women. I found it when I first started in the first couple of years, I found it very stress relieving. I wasn't really competing then, so I didn't have as much stress. It really did relieve my stress after a hard day at work to go to the range and fire off a few hundred rounds.
And the intimidation factor eventually dropped, didn't it?
Yeah.
Then it became fun, and now you've got your current Florida, Georgia.
Yeah, and then it became fun, and then I wanted to compete. The boys dragged me into competing. And then I wanted to compete.
And now you've got trophies on the
show.
I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, Armed American Radio continues with a world-class panel. Gail Pepin, Mossad Ayoub, Claude Werner. When we come back, and guests coming up later in the hour. We'll be back.
You're at 23 Mabry.
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
You're awakened in the middle of the night to the sound of glass breaking and muffled voices in your house. There's no time to think. This is it. You're forced to use your gun to defend your loved ones from the intruders. But here's the part you never see in the movies. When the smoke clears, you'll have to prove your innocence in a court of law. And that's where the United States Concealed Carry Association comes in. Don't fall victim to a shameless DA or a bleeding heart jury. Activate your USCCA membership today and be instantly protected by up to $1.1 million in legal and financial horsepower. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com to witness how the USCCA can help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're ever forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. Also, act before midnight on Black Friday, and we'll throw in two special bonuses absolutely free. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
You're awakened in the middle of the night to the sound of glass breaking and muffled voices in your house. There's no time to think. This is it. You're forced to use your gun to defend your loved ones from the intruders. But here's the part you never see in the movies. When the smoke clears, you'll have to prove your innocence in a court of law. And that's where the United States Concealed Carry Association comes in. Don't fall victim to a shameless DA or a bleeding heart jury. Activate your USCCA membership today and be instantly protected by up to $1.1 million in legal and financial horsepower. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com to witness how the USCCA can help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're ever forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. Also, act before midnight on Black Friday, and we'll throw in two special bonuses absolutely free. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. I got cut off. Father Time gets in the way. Gail, when I was talking with you about Amber coming in and some of the things that we'll be talking about, we'll let that conversation flow. Spontaneity makes the best radio. But Beth Alcazar will be here also. She's a longtime Concealed Carry Magazine columnist and also writes the blog or participates heavily in the blog Pacifiers and Peacemakers, which is a great name for
a
blog.
A cool name.
Isn't that a cool name?
It is.
And Rob Pincus, one of the best trainers in the country, one of the best trainers in the world, will be here. Now, he's taken your course.
Yes.
And just recently, it was been in the last year.
A couple of years.
A couple of years, and he took the course in Memphis, right?
Right.
And that was up at Givens Range, wasn't it?
It was at Rangemaster.
Rangemaster, okay. So Rob will be here later in the program, so we've got a lot to talk about. Some of the best radio is the radio you never hear. And the conversation that we had
during the break was a good one. We were talking about the intimidation factor.
Right, we're talking about women, a lot of women who are intimidated when they start shooting.
And, but it's not just women, though, right?
No, it's not just women. A lot of men are, too, you know?
Well, when they're shooting in the stall next to you, I can see why. They shoot, poo, 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 pew, 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 pew. They shoot next to you. They hear pew-ting, pew-ting, pew-ting. So that can be intimidating. But the intimidation factor, Claude, you expanded a little bit on that. Go ahead and run with it.
Well, I just a friend of mine sent me an essay about it that she had been running a roundtable for women about self-defense in general, and you know, and part of the topic, obviously, was firearms. And one of the things that she said was that the ladies in the roundtable, a common theme that they expressed was they were afraid of being embarrassed by not knowing what they were doing in front of men. And that was what was a central theme of the intimidation factor that they felt. And I just thought it was an interesting take on it, that when I talked to, because I have a fair amount of female students, and they look at things a lot differently than we men do. Mm-hmm. And especially we male instructors don't understand that in a lot of cases, I think.
Well, it's hard for us to relate to.
Yes.
And when Beth and Amber come on the program later on in the show, we're going to cut it loose and let you guys rip.
I'm looking forward to it.
So that's going to be an awful lot of fun. And part of that conversation is also going to focus a little bit on kids. I get this question all the time. I'm sure you probably do, too. Mm-hmm. Masaj, I'm sure you've gotten it over the years.
Oh, yeah.
More times than you can count. At what point do I know, or when is it okay for me to teach my child to shoot? And that's a, no pun intended, a loaded question, because I don't know your child, and I can't really answer that. And
there's no one, excuse me, there's no one age limit. It's like anything else. You've got to follow the child, and what I look for is responsibility. I found one of the really good gauges was putting the child in charge of a pet. Once the novelty wears off, if the kid is still changing the cat litter, the kid is still feeding the dog, that tells me we've got a kid who's at a responsible level and ready to learn more. The child psychologists tell us that the two things children crave the most are two icons of adulthood that they are constantly reminded that they do not possess, power and responsibility. The gun is the very icon of both, and in raising my kids, I literally used the gun as a tool of parenting. Mm-hmm. It was a gauge that helped me to teach them that if you do this safe thing, if you follow the instructions and you do it right, you'll get better at it. You'll be very good at it. If you live up to this responsibility, we'll give you more of this power that creates the responsibility. And just as they got checkbooks, their own checkbooks at an early age, learned to drive at an early age, my kids started with me with guns, helping me clean them at the age of 5. Mm-hmm. And the big advantage with that was it demystified the gun and it deglamorized the gun. When you have these horror stories of a child accessing a parent's unsecured firearm and something horrible happens, why was the kid drawn to the gun in the first place? We have an entertainment media that absolutely focuses on heroes with guns and villains with guns. Mm-hmm. And here's one now, and wow, it's real, let's show off with it. And now we're on the slippery slope. I started my kids shooting at 6. They both had their own handguns by age 8. I got them in a competition early, and both of them won national titles in their teens. They were responsible with those things. They were responsible with everything else. And I've been proud of their achievements, but the single thing that I've been proudest of with both of them is that each of them became the person that their friends came to when they were in trouble. Mm-hmm. And I think it goes back not just to the gun, but the whole concept of teaching the child that responsibility and power, that the two of them have to be exactly commensurate and in equal balance.
There's that key word, too, responsibility. It's such a huge factor in every, not just parenting in general, but particularly when we talk about firearms ownership, right?
My God, brother,
it comes back to everything, doesn't it? Responsibility is everything.
You can take off your firearms instructor hat, put on your life coach hat, if you will, and it's still going to be that balance of power and responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something else. Gail, did you want to add anything to that? I mean, the responsibility factor,
Can't be overstated.
I think every child is individual, and you really have to assess your individual child to their readiness. I did not take my kids shooting when they were little because I wasn't shooting when they were little. But I did take my grandchildren. I took one at the age of 10. I took one at the age of 13. And that's mostly because of proximity. I just wasn't around as much. But it's really individual. You really need to assess your child. Some kids can handle it. Some kids, like, you know, you have a 16-year-old who wants to drive. Just because they're 16 doesn't necessarily mean they're ready to drive. Some kids can handle it. Some kids can't handle it. It's the same kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't want my kids driving until they're at least 21, 22. I don't know.
I didn't want them to either, but they did.
You get your permit 15 years old, you know, and you think, wow, okay, that's okay for me. But now I look at my 12-year-old and I think, I don't want her driving an automobile.
Oh, no.
You know, do they have a life experience? I guess they do. I mean, let's face it. But again, that comes back to responsibility too, doesn't it?
It does.
Everything we talk about does. All right, we're going to go there with Amber. We're going to find out that she's got some great pictures on her Facebook page and her public page of leaning over and teaching her daughter something that just drives the mainstream left, the mainstream left, I guess we can call it the mainstream left, but drives the left nuts as her daughter, 7 years old, Jovi, is learning how to fire her brand new AR-22 rifle. Now, Masai, you're laughing about that. And tell me why you're laughing about that.
Well, first, it reminds me of my parenting experience. Second, my daughter's going to be a little bit jealous because she didn't get her first AR-15 until she was 12, I think.
Now, they didn't make... Now, do you mind if I ask how old your daughter is?
Well, now my younger daughter is 29 and my older daughter 36.
Okay.
And they each have two children.
What would have been a great, perfect pick rifle at that, when she was 10 years old, for example, in 22, what would you have?
If they had had the, well, I started them both with the little chipmunk rifles, similar to
today's
Crickets.
The little hot shots and the Crickets, yeah. Right.
Started older daughter at 8 with the handgun, and younger daughter wanted to start right with a handgun. So I got her a Smith & Wesson K-22 Airweight, the Model 43, and that was a real good balance of reach to the trigger for the small hand with light enough weight that it didn't fatigue her in a solid hold at a very young age. Had they had the AR-22 back then with the telescoping stock, I think that's a wonderful starter gun for the kids,
yeah,
because the telescoping stock takes away the old tradition of having to take the bandsaw and cut the different lengths off your single-shot 22 that you
started
with.
Claude's laughing over there. He's been there and surfed that wave, I can tell.
He's having a little flashback.
Is that what Daddy did for you?
Well, I was lucky that the rifle I learned on was a Winchester Model 62, I think it is, and I still have it, actually. And the length of pull on the stock is like 11 and a half inches.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for me at 10 years old, it was okay. But I watched many of my friends do that thing with the bandsaw on the stock to accommodate their kids. And
well, that's good. I got to tell you before we go to break, my son's favorite gun, and I guess the media would say he has an arsenal at 10, but his favorite is that AR-22. It is and it's one of mine, too. It's a great blinking gun. And I can hear Pincus in the background now. Put some optics on it for that kid. We'll be back right after this.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Beginning this year, Magnum Research Incorporated, a Car Arms-owned company, is proud to bring the Baby Desert Eagle 2 back to the U.S. market. The Baby Desert Eagle 2 offers a double-action, single-action trigger and plenty of firepower. Available in 9mm, 40 S&W, and 45 ACP, several barrel lengths, and either steel or polymer frame, the Baby Desert Eagle 2 is an exceptional handgun value. For more information, visit MagnumResearch.com today. That's MagnumResearch.com.
finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Ruger American Rifle, an American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a short 70-degree bolt throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. Help Ruger raise $1 million for the NRA. Visit Ruger.com/million to learn more.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
The Crossbreed Holster Studios. Welcome back to the program. We've got a dynamite roundtable. We're going to kick it up for the entire program. I'm here with champion shooter Gail Pepin, with the godfather of self-defense, author of what I refer to as the Bible. I know other people have called it all different kinds of things. What have you heard it called in the gravest extreme over the years?
Well, it's certainly, I would call it my best-selling book, and I'm darn grateful that we brought it out. It came out in 1980, and it stood the test of time.
It sure has.
Not that I was prescient, but because deadly force law is one of the most mature and stable bodies of law that we have in the United States.
Well, it certainly is, and I looked at it as the Bible. I bought the book years ago. And you were just on the program 3 weeks ago. We were fortunate enough to have you. And then, of course, the class popped up, and here we are at the Crossbreed Holster Studios in Norcross. And your new book, let's take this opportunity to talk about the newest book.
The new book, Deadly Force, from FW Media, I see as a continuation of the concept of In the Gravest Extreme. It was written 35 years later with, you know, 3.5 decades more experience in the courts. And I was able to put some things in there that we had not been seeing at at the time I wrote the first book in 1980.
So if someone picks up In the Gravest Extreme and then moves over to the new one, Deadly Force, they've got the gamut. This is it. And I have both, and I would have to say that that's the real deal. If you've got both of them, you've got the definitive lecture, basically.
Well, as best as I can deliver.
From the man who literally wrote the book on it, it's great stuff. And Claude Werner over here on the table as well. Massad, what we're going to do, let's set up, if we can, as we talk, the best radio is the radio nobody gets to hear. It's the radio during the break, as we were discussing what we're going to do for the next hour. Let's set up the remainder of this segment to give us a peek into what we're going to do in the first half hour of the next hour, okay? You've got an article here that you passed out for the course in the MAG 20 course. It's Ayub on Firearms, Body Language and Threat Recognition. I've been carrying a firearm for a long, long time, and I read. I'm just voracious about this stuff. I pick this stuff up. I can't say I've read everything you've written. I don't know that you've read everything you've written. You've written so much, for crying out loud. But there's information out there that's absolutely vital to anybody that's made a decision or is even considering carrying a firearm, and threat recognition is one of them. Now you've got some training, and I'm going to hope it's above and beyond the shooting at the tin plate or the pie plate at 15 yards, so the instructor says pass and moves you through the lineup, right, to get you your concealed carry permit. Hopefully you got the bug, you got some better training. Now you're carrying a firearm in public. What do you need to know?
Well, it's kind of like driving your car in public. It's one thing to run it on the back 40 of the family farm. It's another thing when you're out there on the Eisenhower Expressway going 70 miles an hour with 10,000 other motorists. You need to know when you're allowed to use the gun, when you're allowed not to. You need to understand what is the law and be able to distinguish that wheat from the chaff of BS myth. Do not believe the stuff that tells you stand your ground law, for example, says all you have to do is say, I was in fear of my life, and you can shoot anyone you want. Don't believe this tripe that Castle Doctrine means you can indiscriminately kill any stranger you find in your home.
Well, wait a minute. That's what the news says. In fact, when I drive home to Tampa, there used to be a big billboard. I stopped on the side of I-75 and took a photo of it that said, warning visitors in one of the top tourist states in the country, Florida residents can shoot to kill. You mean to tell me that's a myth?
Under certain circumstances, you can shoot to kill in Florida and in Washington, D.C. and in Moscow and anywhere on the planet in the history of the civilized world. It's always been understood that a basic human right is the right to self-defense. And when a violent attacker threatens your right to live, he essentially waives his own. The billboard you're talking about came from the Brady Organization, and again, it was part of their propaganda. They were trying to tell the world that when the Stand Your Ground law passed, so-called the Florida 776 series, 9 years ago in the state of Florida, that anybody could claim that if you looked at them crossways, they were in fear of their life, shoot you, and get away with it. That was utter tripe. It was utter propaganda. But then the media got hold of it. The clueless talking heads and some of the more agenda-driven columnists and editors parroted that as if it was fact. And then, God help us, some people on our side who didn't get past reading the editorial page and the headlines started believing the same thing. And we tell people, look, we give them the consumer's guide to finding a legal library. And we remind them that you don't need to be a law student or a lawyer to access a legal library. There's one in the county seat of every county in America, probably in or near the courthouse, and it's open to the citizens whose tax dollars pay for it. We tell them to look first at the black letter law, as we call it colloquially, the statutes and the codes. Then to go into the case law, we recommend that they familiarize themselves with the CJS. It stands for Corpus Juris Secundum, Latin for the body of the law. It's not the law for dummies, but it's a very clear explanation of legal principle that anyone fluent in English and interested in the topic can understand. And finally, for a clearer and more simplified version, we tell them to look under the same headings. That would be, you know, firearms, self-defense, use of deadly force, many of the things we've talked about here for the last 20 hours, in their given state's recommended jury instructions. The instructions are essentially a distillation of the law by some of the finest legal minds in the state, and is geared toward explaining very complex subjects that most people would never come in contact with, but when they're selected to be sitting on a jury, will now have to understand and apply when they hold someone else's life and future in their hands in the deliberation room.
All right, now that begs this question. That's a lot of information.
It is.
If I get, we've got an estimated 12 million, and I would guess that number's probably higher, Mossad, quite honestly, because I know many states, such as Florida's and now Georgia's, the information on who has a concealed carry permit is not public. Okay.
Correct.
The New York Post or whatever up there, or the Cleveland Plain Dealer or any other one that hate you, isn't going to print your name because it's a violation of the law and they can't have access to that information. So I would venture to say that that number's probably low. But having said that, and again, I don't think it matters for this part of the conversation, but that's a lot of people that need a lot of information. Do I have to go to put myself through quasi-law school to figure it out, or is it just easier for me to take the MAG 20 class, 20 intense hours, and get all the education I need?
Well, the MAG 20 was designed to be a course that people could take over the weekend. It is intensive, 2 10-hour days and a lot of reading on the evening of the first day. What we tried to do was pack in what not only the person with a concealed carry permit, but all those millions of other citizens who keep guns at home or in their place of business, to defend themselves and their families, to make them understand here are the rules of the road. Here is...
It's a roadmap. It's a map of the things you need to know or should know, because you figured out a long time ago, hey, there's a lot of people taking advantage of this and exercising this right. Here's the stuff they don't know that nobody else is teaching, and you've put it all together. Now, having taken the class and sat in 20 hours, it's been a long day today. We've been doing this for 10 hours, and we're now here on the radio for another 3. When we come back, we're going to give a taste to you about some of the things we learned in the MAG 20 class and encourage you to take it. Remember, I tell you every week, I make this statement to you, to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere, never leave your cave without your club. And if you're going to carry a club, you might want to consider looking up the Mossad Ayub Group online. We'll be back right after this world-class panel. Don't go away.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Tell us me by the clamor now,
baby. Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
You're awakened in the middle of the night to the sound of glass breaking and muffled voices in your house. There's no time to think. This is it. You're forced to use your gun to defend your loved ones from the intruders. But here's the part you never see in the movies. When the smoke clears, you'll have to prove your innocence in a court of law. And that's where the United States Concealed Carry Association comes in. Don't fall victim to a shameless DA or a bleeding heart jury. Activate your USCCA membership today and be instantly protected by up to $1.1 million in legal and financial horsepower. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com to witness how the USCCA can help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're ever forced to defend your loved ones with a gun.
Also, act before midnight on Black Friday, and we'll throw in two special bonuses absolutely free. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.